Hey everybody, ready for another deep dive?
Always.
So today we're tackling a question I'm sure a lot of you Panama homeowners out there have faced. Cabinets.
Yeah, the age-old dilemma.
Especially when you're trying to decide between going local, like with a company like Pan Pacific Interiors.
Right.
Or taking a chance on those, well, kind of too good to be true online deals.
Yeah.
We've got some great research to dig into today. Articles from Pan Pacific Interiors themselves.
Okay.
Stuff about cabinets in general, and of course, the big factor. Panama's climate.
Absolutely.
So to get us started, expert speaker, you know those online cabinet deals? They always seem amazing at first glance.
Yeah.
What is it about that like bargain hunting psychology that gets us every time?
Well, I think it's that instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
You see a low price tag and your brain's like, score, I just saved a ton of money.
Yeah.
But, and this is key, we often don't stop to think about the long-term costs. And with cabinets, especially in a place like Panama, those costs can be significant.
Which brings us right to the elephant in the room.
Epitomized climate.
Yeah.
Our research here is really highlighting how humidity can just wreck certain types of cabinets.
Yeah, it's brutal. Think about it. You're spending all this money on beautiful new cabinets, maybe even solid wood. But then a few months down the line, the doors are sticking.
Oh, yeah.
The drawers are jamming. They're warping. Maybe even some unwanted guests have moved in thanks to the moisture.
Oh, no, not the termites.
Exactly. And suddenly that bargain isn't looking so appealing.
No, not at all. And that's where, if I'm reading this right, Pan Pacific Interiors really starts pushing melamine.
Right, they do.
So break it down for us. Melamine, and why do they think it's the Panama cabinet hero?
So melamine is a type of engineered wood, but don't let that scare you off. It's made by taking wood particles, compressing them under high pressure with resin,
okay,
and then sealing it with this super durable, water-resistant coating. It's like armor for your cabinets.
Huh. So it's not just like that flimsy stuff some people might remember from, you know, old school furniture. Nope, not at all. Technology has come a long way. Pan Pacific Interiors offers a huge range of melamine finishes. You can get sleek, modern looks, ones that mimic natural wood grain incredibly well.
Wow. Now, they also mentioned something about specialized screws with their melamine cabinets.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Regular screws might not hold up as well over time.
Oh, I see.
So Pan Pacific Interiors uses these screws specifically designed for melamine. They give you that extra strength, that extra durability. And what's fascinating is they're actually the only company in Panama doing this.
Really?
Yeah, which to me says a lot about their commitment to quality and making sure their cabinets last.
Yeah, it's those little details that can make all the difference in the long run.
Exactly. It's about thinking ahead, being proactive, not just reacting when things start to fall apart.
And speaking of things falling apart, let's be honest, installation can make or break a cabinet project.
Absolutely.
And Pan Pacific Interiors, they're really putting emphasis on their local team of installers.
Yeah, for good reason. Building codes in Panama can be, well, let's just say unique.
Uh-huh.
Local installers, they're up to date on all the regulations. They know the quirks of building in a tropical climate.
Right.
How to sear those cabinets right, prevent moisture damage. Plus, they probably encountered every weird wall and wonky angle Panama construction can throw at them.
Yeah, that's true. No two houses are ever exactly alike here.
Nope. And that's something you just can't get with an online retailer, no matter how good their customer service is.
So it's not just about assembling the cabinets. It's about understanding how to make them work in a Panama home.
Exactly. It's specialized knowledge that can save you a lot of headaches down the line.
Now I know what some folks might be thinking. Okay, but can I just grab a local handyman, have them install whatever I buy online?
You could try, but that's where those hidden costs we were talking about earlier really come into play.
How so?
Well, imagine your online cabinets arrive and, whoops, some are damaged in shipping.
Oh, no.
Or the measurements are off, even slightly it happens. Your local handyman, they might not have the expertise to fix those problems.
Right.
So you're suddenly looking at extra costs for modifications, adjustments, and that bargain just got a lot more expensive.
And that's assuming the online company even responds to your complaints. I've heard some horror stories about trying to deal with overseas customer service.
Oh, it can be a nightmare. Language barriers, time zone differences, just getting someone to take responsibility. Stressful doesn't even begin to cover it.
Not the kind of experience you want in the middle of a renovation.
Nope, not at all. And that's another area where a local company like Pan Pacific Interiors shines. They're right here in Panama, so if something goes wrong, they can address it quickly and efficiently.
That's reassuring.
Plus, that 5-year warranty they offer, that gives you real peace of mind.
Yeah, knowing they stand behind their work.
Exactly. It's about that long-term relationship, not just a quick transaction.
So even when the online siren song is calling, gotta be cautious.
Always. Remember, this is your home, a big investment. Don't cut corners on something as important as your cabinets.
Yeah. Makes sense. So it sounds like we've got a lot to think about. But before we move on to some specific comparisons and examples, what's the one thing you want listeners to really take away from this first part of our deep dive?
Don't get dazzled by a low price tag. Look beyond that initial number and consider the long-term value. Think about materials, installation, after-sales support, and the peace of mind that comes with knowing you've made a smart, informed decision.
Great advice.
So what kind of extra stuff are they offering that sets them apart from those faceless online retailers? Well, for one, they're big on design collaboration. They actually work with you to create a kitchen that's not only functional, but beautiful too, one that really fits your style and your needs.
So it's not just picking out cabinets from a catalog, it's a real design process.
Exactly. They want to make sure you end up with a kitchen you love, not just cabinets you kind of like.
That's awesome. And let's be real, renovations can be so overwhelming.
Oh, tell me about it.
So having someone to guide you through that whole process, that's got to be a huge stress reliever.
It is. And they even offer project management services. They'll oversee the whole thing from start to finish.
Wow. So they're basically your renovation guardian angels.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop there. They even help you source appliances.
Appliances too.
Yep. Fridges, stoves, dishwashers, the works. They want to make sure everything fits perfectly with your new cabinets, both aesthetically and functionally.
So they're really taking care of everything. It's like a one-stop shop for your dream kitchen.
Exactly. It's about that seamless experience, taking the stress out of renovation and letting you focus on the fun part, creating a space you'll love.
So basically, do your homework. Don't just jump at the lowest price without digging a little deeper.
Exactly. And read reviews, tons of them, especially from people in Panama. You want to see how they've handled issues in the past, how their cabinets have held up in this climate.
So real life experience is not just marketing hype.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If something seems unclear or too good to be true, it probably is.
Always good advice. Not just about the initial purchase. It's about what happens after you sign on the dotted line.
Exactly. And don't be shy about asking for references. A reputable company will be happy to connect you with satisfied customers.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what's the one nugget of wisdom you want to leave our listeners with as they weigh their options?
I'd say trust your gut. Listen to that little voice inside. Weigh the pros and cons, consider your priorities, and choose the option that feels right for you and your Panama home. There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Love that advice. So for our listeners who are ready to take action, what's that first step they should take?
You know, even if you're thinking online all the way, I'd still recommend going to see some cabinets in person.
Okay, interesting. Why is that?
It's about getting a feel for what quality really looks like, what different materials feel like.
Ah, so like setting a benchmark.
Exactly. Head to a local showroom like Pan Pacific Interiors, see those melamine samples up close. That way, when you are browsing online, you've got something to compare it to.
That makes sense. It's easy to get seduced by those glossy photos online, but seeing the real thing, that's crucial.
It is. And while you're at a showroom, might as well take advantage of those design consultations, right?
Oh, yeah. They usually offer those for free.
Yeah. And talking to a pro, even just for a bit, can be so helpful.
How so?
They can help you visualize the space. You know, think about traffic flow, lighting, all that stuff that impacts how your cabinets will actually function in your kitchen.
So it's not just about aesthetics, it's about practicality too.
Exactly. A good designer can help you avoid those rookie mistakes. And trust me, there are a lot of them when it comes to kitchens.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And remember, no matter where you get your cabinets, you'll need someone to install them.
Right, back to that local expertise.
Yep, don't underestimate that part. A good installer, someone who understands Panama's building quirks, is worth their weight in gold.
So true. This has been another fantastic deep dive. As we wrap things up here, any final words of wisdom for our listeners who are now ready to tackle their Panama kitchen dreams?
I'd say go into it with a sense of fun. Yes, renovations can be stressful, there will be hiccups, but it's also a chance to create something amazing, a space you'll truly love.
Love that. It's about the journey, not just the destination.
Exactly. Do your research, ask questions, but most importantly, trust your gut.
Great advice. We'll see you next time for more Panama living tips and tricks.